Hey there. Thank you for tuning in to Power Behind the Pain mini-series Tibet. Last week we talked about the trauma, being traumatized behind the pain, and today we're going to talk about not letting your anger destroy your purpose. If you missed my last three series, please check them out on my website at the MikeysMike316Foundation.com, or you can check me out on my Facebook page or Ida Buzzsprout. So as we step in another series, we're going to find out what anger does to us emotionally. Now, what is anger? Anger is a strong feeling of annoyance, displeasure, or hostility. And at some point, we all have been there before, some more than others. Anger can cause you to be resentful, irritable, and temperate. It sometimes takes you out of your disposition of who you truly are and what you would otherwise be. Some things that we go through, especially those things you didn't see coming, would take you to another level of seeing what is true and noticeable. We don't see the truth about what just happened because we're so angry. The reality of it is it's so hard to grip because it can be so unbelievable. And the Bible tells us to be angry but sin not. But when our backs are pushed up against the wall, we don't see that big picture, right? Of course not. Because what we see, nobody else sees it that way because they're not the one who's going through it at the time. We see what we want to see. We see the physical side of what we're going to do if we get a chance to let off some steam. The first thing that comes to our mind is why, who, or what. The world just happened. Who done this and why? We say things such as, I'm not going to do this today. Not today. They got me on the wrong day, but the right day. The never-ending questions never stops. It just keeps coming and we're not trying to hear nothing. No one has to say at that moment. But if we're walking around with anger in our hearts, it can cause us to become resentful, annoyed, and sometimes hostile. We must examine what it is that has us so emotionally wrecked and mentally for a loss of good sound and judgment, which affects the way we think. The anger that was built up in me was so unbearable, and I wanted to do just that, get even. But how do you get even with the truth? In the Bible, it talks about we can be angry, but don't sin. Anger brings evil, according to Psalms 8. Refrain from anger and turn from your wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. Verse 9, for those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. If we fail to release the anger and allow forgiveness, it just brews up more anger and more pain, and then here comes frustration. So we must let go and let God, or you will see yourself spinning out of control. A lot of times, if we would just think before we react, we would spare ourselves any pain. Take me, for instance. I was so angry at my son, I could not describe how angry I was. I felt like he should have stayed here. I was angry because he left his kids, not realizing how it would impact us all. I was angry at a few people and they didn't even know it. Why was I so angry? I have no control over life and death, none whatsoever. So why was I angry at people in general? Because my anger comes from a lot of mixed feelings and emotions that was bottled up on the inside of me. It was stopping me from seeing the truth. Truth is, I couldn't have stopped him, changed him, or given him life. A lot of times we put too much into our anger and we will make things worse for ourselves. But the Bible tells us to lean not to our own understanding and trust in God. So Proverbs 3:5. Our biggest enemy is ourselves. If we lose the battle in our minds, we lose everything. We must be mentally fit for what's to come. And how do we do that? To be overcomers, we must have self-control. We must keep in mind that when we're going through, that we must trust God for everything. A life with God is the best alternative to a happy life. And just having a connection with the one who has created us and who knows our shortcomings. When I finally came into the things of God, I found my happy place. I found the peace in God like I never had. I have hope and the determination to do the things I have never done before. Had God not been the number one in my life, I couldn't have made it this far. Because I wanted to throw in the towel. I wanted to move on. But God makes everything better when you don't even see it coming. I have learned to depend on God and trust him for everything. And that's when I need him, he would answer. He said, call on me in the day of your trouble, and he would answer. God doesn't want us to hold anger in our hearts. No matter what you're going through, we must trust the process, even when it hurts. Will you allow God to redirect your anger into something good? Are you missing the purpose behind your anger, your pain? Have you found your happy place? Have you found your peace in God? Proverbs 14:29, whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly. Folly means a lack of good sense and foolishness. God always gives us answers to help us understand what he means and why things happen. We must trust his insight for our lives. And when we don't understand, just ask. And he will give us the answers. We must learn not to be so hard on ourselves, because we could stop our progress in life. We could miss our purpose. We must stop blaming ourselves for everything that goes wrong in our life. Some things are just ordained by God beforehand. God don't want us to be a victim to the blame game. Trust him and see what he won't do for you in this season. See what his purpose is behind your anger. Stop blaming yourself for the things that are out of your control. And tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 12 p.m. with Trina, Power Behind the Pain. And don't forget to like me or subscribe to my page. I can be found at www.MikeysMike316Foundation.com. Or check me out on Facebook, or drop me a line in my email at TrinaRenee1@iCloud.com. God bless you until the next time. Have a great day.